Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Hi, you're probably wondering where the hip-hop music is. You're probably wondering where the electronic music is, whatever the hell the last 6 years that Hoppy Hour has been around. Probably wondering why the show just began dry. I was going to make a joke about why I didn't lube it up with more music, but that would have been hacky. So when I first began Hoppy Hour 6 years ago, I wasn't playing unlicensed music, or I wasn't playing licensed music. But then I got kind of cocky in 2018, and I was treating this like a classic throwback hip-hop music show with talk radio in between it. And I would play like three full songs. And I had radio people telling me, oh, Hoppy, you got to quit doing that. You're going to get hit with a copyright slap. And I was like, all right, it's not going to happen. Well, in the beginning of April, I got hit with that copyright slap. And I had to delete all my old shows. And when Spreaker does it, which I love the platform. I've been using it for 9 years. But when Spreaker slaps you, they don't go like YouTube where they're like, we're going to give you a warning. They go, bye. We're just going to delete your show as if you never recorded it. So I went, okay, I accept defeat. I downloaded all the shows from like 2019 to 2020 pre-COVID. So then I go, I'm going to look for unlicensed music. I'm going to look for something I can play on this show. Well, guess what happened? You know that hip-hop beat I was using in the beginning where it was going, Jones. We were hanging out, having a good time. Yeah. Got hit with a copyright slap because that Jones beat is owned by a guy named Tone Jones, which I didn't know that it was a licensed song because I went on SoundCloud. I looked for unlicensed music. So for now on, unless somebody out there can make a really good electronic or hip-hop beat, like it has to be really good. This can't be half-assed like mumble rap material. This has to be mid-2000s. Oh, this is going to make the party go wild type of music. Email me, man. Give me something, man. I sound like Joe Biden. Come on, man. I got dementia. RyanHobbyRadio@gmail.com. Okay. This show is heard on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/RyanHobby. Don't know why I just said it like that. Sound like Jerry Seinfeld. Go to ZRadioLive.com. There has all the links. I am heard at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on Thursdays. And my talking head show, Hoppy Hour Live, is at nofilter.net, the No Filter Network. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I can play that sweeper that I had where I'm like, this show is for the hardworking average job, because it's got a hip-hop beat in the background. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm confused. So as I always say, this show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in Cleveland, and I guess you're not plowing snow anymore because it's June, but if you're working your ass off at a factory and you need a show that's just going to take your mind off of life, it would be this show.
Hoppy.
And I don't care if you're in Florida hanging out on smoke break at your landscaping job or you're making your middle class money selling medical marijuana. I want to make this show
happy,
make life go by. Is that record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane's baby? I hope I can play this. And I'm not trying to be passive aggressive towards Spreaker. I love this outlet. I've been using it for 9 years, but please tell me what I can't do, because then they literally delete it and they go, you broke a copyright rule, but they don't tell you what it is. It's like, come on, man. Come on. I got dementia.
Wow, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, this next headline. If this was a man doing this, he would be crucified. But oh, because it's Shayna Mokler, we're going to defend her.
And now a message to the Kardashians.
The back door is open.
Thanks for destroying my family twice.
Whoa.
This is coming from a mom who your kids are on TV saying you were an absent mother. But now that Travis Barker is laying the pipe all the way to Courtney. You feel irrelevant. You got a little bit of a midlife crisis. You feel irreplaceable or more replaceable. So now you're blaming the Kardashians for your relationship ending, when really the relationship with your family would have ended because, and it did, because you're a deadbeat mother. But if this was Travis being a deadbeat and this was Shayna hanging out with Rob Kardashian, he would be crucified, damn it. But, oh, we're going to give her a pass.
Hey, Shayna.
Shayna Mokler, Travis Barker's ex, has gone nuclear on Travis and Kourtney Kardashian's relationship.
When asked about Shayna's daughter, Alabama, claiming Shayna was an absent mother.
No, this has all started since my ex started dating a certain person, and, you know.
But they were talking about how you've been absent for 5 years. He's been dating her for like 4 months. And then the problem is the paparazzi aren't going to ask any hard-hitting questions because they want the soundbite. So you're letting this dirty, rotten imbecile run her mouth.
You know, it's just, it's, Courtney, you know, it's heartbreaking.
The insinuation is that Courtney poisoned Alabama.
Alabama's a 15-year-old girl. If she had a great relationship with her mom, Courtney's not going to be able to get in and make Alabama turn on her.
There was in 2 months.
He's known Courtney for a long time, right? The relationship is 2 months old, but Courtney could have been poisoning this for years.
Well, we just don't know, but there's more.
She goes back to what she's been saying in the past, which is the reason why her and Travis divorced was because Kim allegedly was cheating with Travis.
Kim. Hell yeah, bro. Even if that is true, you got to have sex with Kim Kardashian. Woo!
And Travis both strongly deny that.
My family.
Yeah, Kim's like, hell no, he ain't playing in the NBA. He's not a hip hop artist, besides when he was remixing Umbrella. I want nothing to do with him.
He's broken because of this family, and now my kids and I are alienated from each other because.
You're alienated from your kids, you dirty, rotten imbecile. They don't want anything to do with you. Now, if your kids weren't saying anything publicly, maybe we would believe it. But you're out here saying blah, 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 while your kids are hating on you, honey.
Because of another sister in the family, so. Yay for me.
It's Travis's fault.
And what a dirty, rotten, awful mother to bring your kids into it. Oh, but I thought you loved your kids so much. If you were such a good mother, you wouldn't bring your kids into it. But you're a sociopath, you're a washed up loser, and you don't know what's going on with your life, and no one wants to call you out because you're not Travis, so it's kind of, you know, controversial. It's kind of edgy to call out the mother. But you're a deadbeat.
Kardashian's fault.
He's allowed to date Kourtney. There's no issue with that.
He admits.
Hell yeah, bro.
To cheating. He never says that he got physical with Kim.
He admits that.
I would. Oh, I'm not going to say I would cheat too, because I would never cheat. But I get it. You got her. Blah, 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 blah. Every night. Blah, 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 blah. And while they were in that relationship, blah, 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 he almost dies in a plane crash. And that was around the time they got a divorce. And that's what made him quit drugs. So he was then on drugs in a relationship. Blah, 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 blah.
Travis Barker is opening up about a dark time in his life. The Blink-182 drummer spoke to Men's Health about the harrowing 2008 plane crash he survived, which claimed the lives of two of Barker's close friends and the two pilots on board.
Yeah, that's got to be weird, man. You're just on like a plane and then nobody else survives and you're just walking away like, oh, this is weird.
Adam DJ AM Goldstein was also on the flight and survived the crash.
But then
passed away from an overdose nearly a year later.
Yeah, so then DJ AM to the PM was affected by it too. I mean, this is a big deal.
Barker suffered third-degree burns on 65% of his body, mm-hmm. but eventually recovered after 26 surgeries, multiple skin grafts, and months.
26 surgeries? Oh my God.
In the hospital. The 45-year-old opened up to the publication, revealing that surviving the plane crash acted as a wake-up call for him, and he subsequently quit doing drugs.
Hell yeah, bro. A good job. A round of applause to the Barker known as Travis. A man, the myth, the legend. Not really a myth. Known as Travis Barker.
People are always like, did you go to rehab? And I say, no, I was in a plane crash. That was my rehab. Lose three of your friends and almost die? That was my wake-up call. If I wasn't in a crash, I would have probably never quit.
And then he is like, I can also quit because I'm not around Shayna anymore.
The musician who is currently dating Kourtney Kardashian also talked about the love he feels in his life. I have all the love I need in my house. It will never make sense why my friends are gone, or the pilots. But all I can do is carry on. I can't regret anything. I'm 100% supposed to be here.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. You just like, you just walk away from the plane and your friends are gone and you're like, well, I'm alive. I'm breathing the air.
Travis has previously gushed about his relationship with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star.
I would too.
He posted in April that he loves her, calling her a, quote, blessing to this world.
Hell yeah, they are. They are a blessing to the world that we live in.
He was also on the Drew Barrymore show back in March 2021, where he
did a bear crap in the woods. Oh my God, I must have forgot that episode of the Drew Barrymore show. Oh no. Right on after Kelly Clarkson, right before whatever daytime judge is on TV. Oh, I missed it.
He dished on their relationship.
I wanted to ask advice, which is, like, if you date someone and you have children, do you think it's better to date someone with kids and then they'll understand your life? Or say it doesn't matter if they don't have kids, then you can, like, have fun adventures and just, like, you know, kind of get out of that mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done both, like, up until now. Like, I would, you know, like, date girls that didn't have kids. And I find it kind of hard because they would, I think they would have trouble understanding, like, well, why don't you want to go to dinner every night with me? Or why don't you want
to? Because you got kids and you need to do homework.
See me every night. And now I'm, you know, spending time with a woman who's, like, a great mom.
Yeah.
Who's, like, a great friend, and I just, you don't have to worry about any of those things. It just...
Oh, thank God, I was so worried. Next on the Happy Hour, baby. This is ridiculous. She got Scott Disick over there hanging out with girls half his age, hanging out with girls that don't have any memory of 9/11 because they were born in, like, 2002. It's frightening. Yeah. So Scott Disick was married to Kourtney, and he's obsessed with her, and they need his approval on who she dates, which shows that he's an obsessive psychopath. Well, she attends his birthday party. You're just enabling him.
Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick may not be a couple anymore, but Kourt was right by Scott's side for his...
That's healthy.
His lavish 38th birthday bash.
And you know they're flirty, outgoing girls, so he's like, I have a chance! I have a chance!
I'm just, like, living life, and whatever happens, happens.
On Monday, Lord Disick threw an over-the-top birthday bash with an aviation theme.
You don't say Scott Disick throwing an over-the-top party for himself? That hack that has no personality? The saltine cracker I had from Wawa has more personality than him.
In true Kardashian Jenner style, the party featured a large balloon display reading Happy Birthday, Lord. There was also
a... Man, if he's a Lord, I just want to be atheist.
A churro truck.
If you know, you know. So good, you guys.
Which Kim Kardashian documented in detail on Insta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you know me, you know I'm obsessed with churros, and I will...
I don't know you. I mean, I know you a little more than some other reality people. But I don't, like, know you that well.
Break any diet for this.
OMG, it's a churro. Whoa.
And Kourt, she was into it too, posting...
Yeah, she was.
...this snap of the sugary treat to her Insta story.
It says, churros, churros, churros. I think churros are okay. I mean, I'm not over there hanging out going, I need a churro, but if there's a churro that's offered to me, I'm not opposed to it. But you know that the Kardashians probably eat 2 tablespoons of salt and then, like, a piece of lettuce for lunch and dinner. So this was like, they're like, cheat meal, dude.
I love it.
The 42-year-old Poosh founder, who shares three kiddos Poosh. With Scott, also shared this brief moment at her ex's birthday party with singer Sia.
Keep going!
Keep going!
Keep going!
Looks like a fun little soiree, right?
Do you guys want to know what Scott has for his party favors?
Can I bang you again, Courtney? Please, I messed up. That's the favor I want. I don't need cake.
Want to know what Scott has for his party favors?
What?
That's what I want to show you guys. I've never heard of this before. Party favors like this.
Yeah, trust me, no one has seen party favors like this before.
Get to the point.
These are Scott's party favors, you guys.
Nice.
He wanted bling. He wanted nice watches, nice necklaces. He's overcompensating. You know, this guy thinks he needs a Magnum condom when he just needs a Slim.
So anyone can just walk in for here if they're invited to the party.
Whatever you want.
Party favor. Everybody, you get a watch and you get a watch. I want to show everybody how much of a baller I am, and I'll wonder why I'll be broke in 10 years because I'm such a baller.
They get. Who's
this is
it
how
from?
The Lord does it. I'm sorry that everybody else gives out candy.
I'm sorry everybody else gives out candy, but make sure Travis doesn't come because I'll tell him how I miss my girl that I probably cheated on when a woman half my age.
Give out ice.
Diamond-covered Rolex watches and jewelry.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
But Scott wasn't just giving out the goods, he was receiving them too.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, Amelia Gray Hamlin, gifted him with a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Which
I have no memory of 9/11 and my mom bought me this.
She shared to Instagram, writing, "New Harley, can't complain."
Holy midlife crisis.
Along with a big old thanks to his gal pal.
Alrighty, it sounds like there was just a great time. I would play the happy birthday music, but it's also copyrighted, and I can't keep getting slapped across the face. We're gonna delete this show, and we're gonna delete this show and this show. Oh God, man, leave me alone. I'm just trying to make it in life. All right. Oh, this next headline, man. It tore me up. Need to get some lotion. Oh, it really tore me up. Oh, I need to get some Vaseline. Kim Kardashian fails her first baby bar exam. No!
I am a failure.
You're not a failure, Kim.
Kim Kardashian has been working hard at trying to become a lawyer for over a year now. But
yeah, she's already done more work genuinely than any lawyer. So, I mean, you might as well call yourself on.
She just revealed she failed her baby bar exam and unfortunately is no closer to getting her license to practice law.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
All right. So she failed her exam. Now she's freaking out, wondering if she has any talent. We've been wondering that too for 15 years.
As fans know, Kim Kardashian has been pursuing a law degree to help further her work as an advocate for criminal justice reform. But she's doing law school in an untraditional way. Instead of attending a formal law school program, Kim is spending 4 years apprenticing with a practicing lawyer for a...
So she's doing the elitist rich girl thing, and it doesn't matter about the gender because you're a rich boy thing. Oh, it's a rich girl. Ah, da, 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 da. I got all the things in the world. I don't want to get hit with a copyright. That's a Gwen Stefani song with Eve. What I'm saying is this is what Kim Kardashian's doing. She thinks, oh, I'm Kim Kardashian. I can do whatever the hell I want. I've proven it a time and a time again. Oh, I love that sound. I just feel different now. But what I'm saying is she thinks I don't have to go to lawyer school. I don't have to go to this. And I can do whatever the hell I want. No, you got to go to school.
Designated amount of time each week. And with this type of non-traditional path to a law degree, after 1 year as an apprentice, applicants have to take the first year law student's examination, aka the baby bar.
Wah!
If they pass this exam, they are permitted to continue studying for 3 more years.
Oh, thank God.
Well, in a new teaser for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim revealed that she unfortunately didn't pass this major exam.
Whoa, you're saying cheating your way to the top? Not eating your way. Cheating your way to the top, is it going to work?
which determines whether or not she can continue pursuing her law degree. TMZ actually reported that Kim didn't pass the baby bar a few months back, but this is the first time that Kim is admitting it herself.
See you guys.
I did not pass the baby bar.
I love this show. It shows Courtney just hanging out on her cell phone. It shows Chloe eating this bowl of salad, and then you got Kim Kardashian just spewing crap out of her mouth.
Kim discussed how...
I love that acting. I didn't pass my bar, but I got the best vocal fry ever.
I did not pass the baby bar.
The baby bar. But I'm good at making babies.
Kim discussed how challenging the exam was and how close she got to a passing score.
This one actually...
I got so close. It's like being in an NBA game last night with the Trailblazers. Oh, we didn't beat the Nuggets, but we went to two overtimes. We got close. We didn't win.
Really is harder, I hear, than the official bar.
You needed a 560.
Just pop a bar.
You got a 474. That's extremely close on a test.
And Kim...
Five? Let me see here. What was the exact amount here? We're just hanging out.
That's 60. You got.
Let me see here. Do some math at happy hour. 560 minus 464. She was 96 off. Oh, you were so close, Kim. Only off by 100.
Got a 474. That's extremely close on a test.
And Kim also revealed that after spending so much time studying, failing this exam really took a toll on her spirits.
Then go to college. Do it the right way. Lawyers go to college for 29 years.
I am a failure.
You're not a failure, Kim.
I spent, 6 weeks straight, 10 to 12 hours a day studying.
Whoa, you actually studied and did work? Whoa!
Studying, and it was so important for me to take this and to not pass. Gets your spirit down. And just.
I love this entitlement. I went to school for 6 weeks and just did my basic 12 hours of work. And I didn't graduate, the same thing that people take 8 to 12 years to do. I didn't do it in 6 weeks. Come on, I'm Kim Kardashian. I can do whatever the hell I want.
And Kim added that the most upsetting part of failing and needing to take the exam over again is needing to spend so much time away from her kids again to study.
Yeah. I had to give the kids to Kanye. That's what I had to do.
That I spent all that time away from my kids. Like, I can't do it again. Yeah. I don't have time.
I got it.
But Kim's sisters, Courtney and Chloe, were there to show her support at this moment and rallied around her efforts.
Let's rally for you. You're trying to cheat your way to the top. Not the first time. Oh, let's rally for you. Woo! Entitlement, rich people, problems.
Didn't fail by that much.
Only by 86. It'd be like running a marathon. I didn't come in first place. I came in 97th. It was close. I did it.
I feel like Dad would be really proud of you regardless. Just
yeah, he'd be like, thank God you're trying to do something. Of course her father would have been proud. He's like, you're doing something. You're contributing.
The fact that you're pursuing this.
I think it's highly respectable what you're doing. I think
nobody's there like, you're cheating your way to the top.
As Kim tried to figure out when she...
Trust me, I'm Chloe. I can relate about people cheating their way to the top. Tristan does it all the time.
She could take the exam again. She realized she might be pushed back an entire year, as the exam is only given a couple of times a year. And she.
So maybe you just go to college for those years and you keep doing the criminal reform internships on the side. Problem solved. I'm just saying. What other entitled celebrity should we talk about? Should we keep talking about the Kardashians? Who the hell texted me? Oh, my friend, Spencer from True Grabber Live. Morning, dude. What's going on, Spencer? Oh, do you guys want to hear? Do you guys want to hear this? I don't know if you're prepared. Kourtney Kardashian. No, I get them all mixed up. Kim Kardashian responds to the Travis Barker's rumors. Right now, baby. And this is from Clever News. By the way, to make sure the copyright notice doesn't go around and slap me across the face and slap me across the face, I've been using Clever News, TMZ, Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood. Okay?
Kim Kardashian finally...
And this is clever news, okay? Do I have your approval? Can we hang out and get a drink tonight, Spreaker?
Kim Kardashian finally responded to those Travis Barker affair rumors, and she also weighed in on how she really feels about Travis and Kourtney's relationship. Let's get into it.
Oh yeah, they do.
Kim Kardashian has never been one to shy away from setting the record straight.
Besides the fact that she's cheating her way into college.
So when she was specifically asked about her alleged affair with Travis Barker, who is currently dating Kourtney Kardashian, she didn't hesitate to nip this speculation right in the bud.
Yeah, the bud.
During a fan Q&A she held on Wednesday, Kim took some time out of her day to respond to some questions.
Can you imagine being a fan?
When one user went straight to the point and asked Kim, "Did you hook up with Travis Barker?" Kim shared her response on her story and completely denied that any of this happened, writing,
"What is she going to say? Oh, yeah, it's only Kim a good time."
Quote, "No.
I'm better than Kourtney."
False narrative. "We've been friends for years and I'm so happy for him and Kourt." Well, that's one way to clear up a rumor.
Yeah, totally.
As many fans recall, Kourtney and Travis confirmed their relationship over Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, how romantic. Oh, it seems like just 4 months ago. How time flies.
And have since been very public about their infatuation for one another.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what goes on behind closed doors. I mean, it doesn't make you really wonder because their pictures pretty much give you the image you need.
It didn't take long for Travis's ex-wife, Shanna Mokler, to chime in and share her own claims to outlets like Us Weekly.
Oh, the reputable, classy source known as Us Weekly.
As she previously explained in a statement the reason why she divorced Travis back in 2008, alluding to the affair.
Oh, what a punishment. You really laid down the law there. You, the sociopath, divorced the narcissistic rock guy who was probably cheating on you and got laid more and more since the divorce and you have. Oh, you really hit him with a punishment there. Oh, you divorced him.
She said, quote, "Someone sent me all their text conversations and I'm also close friends with people who were there."
That's the narcissist thing to go, "Yeah, I'm friends with people that are friends with. Can I tell you that I have friends?" Trust me, you don't have friends.
Things were happening, and also claimed that Travis had already had an affair with Kim's then best friend, Paris Hilton.
Hell yeah, he's just banging all the talentless celebrityites. Whatever the word is.
Shanna recalled Travis.
Socialites.
Using Kim as a model for his clothing company, Famous Stars and Straps.
Never heard of him.
Adding, quote,
"Also, I don't really think it's in my income bracket.
We were working on our marriage and trying to heal through that affair, that infidelity, but he..."
Well, that was the problem, Shayna, however you say your dumb name. You're trying to work through infidelity. That ain't really going to be fixed. He put his penis around another woman and she liked it. Like, people don't really ever want to think about cheating and the concept of it, but they took all the things they do with you in the bedroom and the bodily fluids, and they did it with somebody else. Yeah.
"He continued to work with her, and then I received all the text messages, and the other third parties kind of let me know. It's something I was well aware of. Things continued to get messier as Travis..."
All right, so we already know about the daughter. Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
You're probably wondering, where's the hip hop beat? That's right, I can't play it. This following segment has been brought to you by a few sponsors. No, I don't have a drinking problem. Show sponsors. First of all, FitSage Fitness. When I tell you, I am a man of my word when I tell you that Devin Prasad at FitSageFitness.com, he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, you can definitely work out and hang out with Devin. But if you're not in the Tampa Bay area, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. You can always do virtual workouts. Life's too short. And if you keep making excuses and you're sitting around going, "I'll get to a workout at some point. I'll get," you're not going to. You're just lying to yourself. You listen to this podcast every time it's released and you go, "Oh, I'll do it sometime. I'll get to it. I promise." And then you don't. No. You got to make it happen, Captain. And it's really easy. In the beginning of the workout process, it might feel a little awkward because you never worked out, but I'm telling you right now, I'm a man of my words. I don't surround myself with people I don't believe in. This is my best friend, Devin Prasad, FitSageFitness.com. He can help you begin your workout. So if you feel awkward, you're going to feel awkward. You're working out for the first time. But I can't keep sitting here telling you about how great it is if you're not going to contribute. Because if you're not going to do anything and you're just sitting around, there's nothing I can do, man. There's nothing I can do, man or woman. FitSageFitness.com. If you're in the Bay Area, you can do workouts. If you're not, you can do virtual. This is also being brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can get their hot sauce in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. But like I said, this is not just a Tampa Bay-based podcast. We have listens across America and beyond. So if you're going, I don't live in Florida, I can't get the best hot sauce of all time. No, 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 no. Relax. Let me explain to you. If you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com and you click order online, you can get it. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag at Ryan Hoppy Radio and at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce and let us know.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour. Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I hope I can play this. I hope this isn't copywritten.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
This next headline is utterly ridiculous. Everyone sits around and goes, oh, I'm a big fan of Friends. I'll be there for you. But you're all surprised. You're all thrown back by the fact that Matthew Perry might have a drug addiction when you didn't even know that he doesn't remember filming a few seasons of the show. Yeah, you're no fan. You're a phony, baloney, con artist just trying to fit in. And before I get into this article, this news clip, which will be from Entertainment Tonight. Let me tell you real quick. I hate these edgy, grumpy Gen Xers. Or these edgy Gen Zs or millennials. Pretty much any demographic or any generation that go, oh yeah, you guys like Friends? I want to let you know that I've never liked Friends. Okay? I don't think it's good. I don't think it's entertaining. It's such a basic sitcom. You guys liking one of the biggest sitcoms ever. Losers. Okay? You want a cookie? You want a pat on the back? For being an edgelord? You want approval? Oh, look at me. I don't like a show that's really popular. Woo! Give me a like. Give me a care. Give me a love on Facebook. Shut up.
He was great. I think, you know, people can sometimes just be a little bit unkind, and I wish they weren't.
Yeah, it's called the media.
Friends, the reunion director Ben Winston speaks out after viewers take to social media to share concerns and questions about Matthew Perry's health.
Oh, yeah, they totally were sharing concerns by speculating. Somebody you're really concerned and you care about, you totally speculate in podcast blogs and news articles. That's how you do it.
It's a very loving, tight-knit group.
Yeah.
And yeah, when we see each other, it's a very heartwarming thing.
Got it.
On Friday, Ben appeared on The Hollywood Reporter's TV's Top 5 podcast and responded,
why weren't you on Hoppy Hour, bro?
Hoppy.
Why weren't you on my show?
Hoppy.
I got 70 downloads.
To all the online chatter, specifically about Matthew's seemingly slurred speech.
Yeah.
He was great. I think, you know, people can sometimes just be a little bit unkind, and I wish they weren't. No. He was great. I loved working with him. I think he's a brilliantly funny man.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he had some great one-liners in the show.
Got it.
And yeah, I felt just happy to lucky to be in his presence and directing.
Good for the director for defending him. Good for him.
On something like this.
Friends executive producer and director Kevin Bright also weighed in on the comments in a separate interview with The Hollywood Reporter. Quote, "What people say is what people say. I don't have anything to say about that, except it was great to see him."
Okay.
"And I think he's very funny on the show."
Nah, he sucks.
"But yes, I think he's okay. He seems stronger and better since the last time I saw him."
Well, that might be saying a lot.
"And excited about going forward."
Good.
Matthew has opened up about his health battles in recent years, sharing in September 2018 that he had spent 3 months in a Los Angeles hospital following surgery to repair a gastrointestinal perforation. He has.
I think the other thing is all these diehard Friends fans or just people in general, because he hasn't really done that much since Friends, like he had that show where he played the owner of a sports arena or a sports agent. It was like 2011, called Mr. Sunshine. I love my speech impediment, by the way. I have a hard time saying things that are ST. Mr. Sunshine. It was in 2011. It was on ABC for about 10 episodes. You know, it was good, but it was canceled. He's one of those guys that's been canceled and canceled, not in his life, but on TV. So, like, we don't really know the true Matthew Perry. So we think he's just like Chandler on Friends. So then when we see him in real life in his 50s, you're like, whoa. And that's called life.
Has also previously battled alcohol and Vicodin addiction. Of course,
who hasn't?
Friends reunion marked the first time the cast had all been together on the set of the hit sitcom since the show wrapped 17 years ago. And Matthew got emotional talking about their tight bond even decades after the show first aired in 1994.
The best way that I can describe it is after the show was over at a party or any kind of social gathering, if one of us bumped into each other, that was it. That was the end of the night. You just
sat with the person.
It's called it's called Friends.
All night long.
I remember that.
And all that echoes what the cast told ET leading up to the big reunion.
From the first table read of the pilot, without having met any of the others beforehand, we all felt.
And then the other thing, I'm going to interrupt Ross, but then again, his whole career has been interrupted since 2004. I love everybody that's like, oh, yeah, Ross Teller, or I think it's Geller. Ross Geller, he would never get Rachel in real life. That's like the macho thing to say when you talk about Friends. Oh, I don't like that character. He would never get Pretty Woman in real life, even though he was decently looking, had a great apartment in New York, and was making six figures. But oh, yeah, what a loser. Shut up.
Kind of an instant chemistry going way back.
All I can say is that there was something that was laid down at the.
Yeah, you guys were. 856-49 Hoppy. Speaking of living in the 90s and having nothing original happening, Rugrats is coming back. Woo! 1991 called, we want originality.
Hold on here. Rugrats is coming back.
Oh God! I don't think I can play the beginning of the music here. Let me see here.
Also spawned a 300.
All right, so I don't think I can play this news clip because they're playing the. It sounds nothing like it. The intro to Rugrats. It says here I'm not going to play the video. Rugrats cast says returning to the sitcom was like riding a bicycle again. Oh, that's get it. They had to say something that was kind of kiddish because it's a kiddish show. You can watch the reboot now on Paramount Plus. I'll have to check it out. I can't play that because they keep playing it. Do, 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 do. Ryan, how's it going? You sound just like the Rugrats theme because you're not tone deaf at all. Do, 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 do.
Shut up.
All right, sir.
Miles.
All right. This is from Access Hollywood.
Miles Teller is speaking out about his alleged assault in Hawaii.
What, that he's a douchebag and has a very punchable face? I'm Miles Teller. I'm a talented enough actor, but I'm not that great. And goddamn, me hanging out with Aaron Rodgers, what a surprise, because that's another really likable guy.
The actor and his wife, Kaylee, both took to social media following reports that Miles was punched in the face while dining out in Maui this week.
Not the first time.
On Friday, the 34-year-old responded to a tweet from WWE commentator Pat McAfee that poked fun at the alleged incident.
Heaven forbid we make jokes about you, Miles. Oh, we can't make jokes about you at all. Oh, you're so likable, dude. I want to be you when I grow up.
Miles wrote back and claimed, quote, I got jumped by two guys in a bathroom. Never met them before in my life, but yeah, cool wrestling segue, bud.
Yeah, it's called wrestling, not to be taken seriously. If Miles Teller is really getting that butthurt over Pat McAfee making a joke on wrestling, then you know something's there. Like, if Miles Teller was so innocent and nothing was happening, he would just ignore it and go, I'm not going to let that bother me. But that shows that something happened with Miles Teller. If you're really letting Pat McAfee, an entertainer, well, you're an entertainer too, in a way. Miles Teller, if you're letting that get to you, something happened, buddy boy. Nice segue, Ryan Hoppy.
McAfee later apologized for, quote, not knowing the whole story.
And that's what was annoying too, is Pat McAfee, who was a punter for the Indianapolis Colts, and now he's got a radio show on SiriusXM that they also podcast. It's very entertaining. He's like a loudmouth, but he's funny. He's like a football punter version of Howard Stern. But what's irritating is like he's making jokes and then Miles Teller responds and then he like says, sorry. I'm like, bro, come on.
And pledged to make things right.
What? To make what right? We know he was punched in the face. And it was, oh, God.
Miles' tweet coincided with an Instagram story from Kaylee, who denied an earlier report that the alleged altercation involved a money dispute, claiming in part, Miles was jumped by two men we have never met after they trapped him in a bathroom. It seems these same men have done this to many people, and we appreciate your support, Maui. This is now a criminal investigation.
So what TMZ originally reported is that he had like a $70,000 wedding like 2 years ago and didn't pay for the wedding. So that's why he got jumped in a bathroom. But then we don't know what to believe, which is what usually happens with celebrity news. Because you got Miles Teller going, I'm an innocent angel. I didn't do anything. And then you got TMZ like, yeah, he didn't pay for his wedding. So we'll see.
A spokesperson for the Maui Police Department previously confirmed to multiple outlets that police did respond to a report of an assault that occurred Wednesday night at a West Maui restaurant that involved one male victim and one responsible party.
Got it.
Authorities did not immediately respond to a request for further comment when contacted by Access Hollywood on Saturday, and a rep for Miles has yet to issue a public statement.
That's something interesting. If Miles Teller was so innocent, they would immediately release a public statement. But that makes you wonder, what the hell's going on if he didn't reply immediately? Man, I'm just saying, buddy.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
This following segment, I don't know why I made that noise, is brought to you by, and I'm sure they love this transition, Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Let me tell you, man. If you're in the St. Pete area, oh, God. You don't even have to be getting ready for a professional fight. Going to martial arts class, oh, it makes you feel alive. Yeah. At AmirAcademy.com, all the information. When I go, man, I leave drenched because I got hyperhidrosis. Let me drink some water. But let's be professional here because Amir Academy of Martial Arts is a classy, professional place. Not only is Amir the best workout trainer when it comes to martial arts on this planet, in this whole universe, classy, it's a family environment, and you got to go there. Classes are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Tell him I sent you, and he'll hook you up. This is also being brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Posters. There I did. Be my speech impediment. I have to like oversay the words because when I say posters, I say it like a remix. But when I go posters, I can say it. Business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed. Because WestchasePrinting.com and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, there I am, he's going to hook you up already with an amazing deal. But when you tell him on that invoice that I sent you, it'll be an even better deal. Okay? Get it, got it, good? Makes sense? We good? All right. Happy hour.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind.
Got it.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please don't copyright this.
It's the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah, they are.
Priyanka Chopra is loving life.
Oh, yeah. Let me remind you. This is Access Hollywood. What the hell's going on with Nick Jonas's MILF of a life?
Priyanka Chopra is loving life with Nick Jonas by her side. The White Tiger actress is Vogue Australia's newest cover star, and she opened up about her marriage to the Jonas brother in her soon-to-be-released cover story. She told the magazine, for a preview in The Australian, "Who would have thought that my life would end up being like that, where me and my teammates sit at the dining table, and we build upon each other? It's
sounds like marriage when you're eating dinner. I don't know.
Such a joy. I feel very, very blessed.
I mean, it's not like she's like, I'm at the top of Mount Everest. Who thought I'd be there with my husband? Like, I mean, I'm glad that she's at the dinner table and they're building upon each other, but I feel like that's any relationship. You're being nice to each other at dinner.
In a fun video with Vogue Australia.
I mean, I'm not, oh, thank God it's a fun video. I'm not trying to like be passive aggressive, even though I am. I put the ass in aggressive. But what I'm saying to you is the thing is this. Oh, we're at the dinner table and we're getting along. Like, wow, good for you. That's a good marriage. Let's see what happens in 10 years.
In a fun video with Vogue Australia, Priyanka also shared more details about how she and Nick make it work.
How?
When asked the secret to their marriage, Jax? She had this to say.
What?
I'm just 2 years in, so I wouldn't be able to tell you so much, but according to me, it's conversation.
Oh, and actually, man, that's what it is.
Sitting down, being able to talk to each other, spend time with each other, and actually enjoy it, I think.
Oh, that's good.
It's an amazing secret.
What a secret, communication. I never would have thought of that one. How'd you come up with that, Priyanka? Communicating helps a relationship? Whoa!
Priyanka and Nick really do seem to enjoy every minute together.
Because we see them for 5 minutes on a red carpet. Oh, that means we haven't seen the other 23 hours and 55 minutes. Yeah, I can do math. Oh, but because we saw them for 5 minutes on a red carpet. Oh, everything's wonderful and dandy.
The two recently spent some quality time at the Billboard Music Awards.
Got it.
Where Nick served as host. The high-profile gig came shortly after Nick cracked his rib during a bike accident.
That sucks.
And Priyanka applauded his resilience on Instagram, writing on...
Yeah, you got up and you fixed yourself. I don't know why when I'm doing Priyanka, I'm making her sound like a musclehead. But, oh, you're so brave, Nick Jonas, to get up after an injury and be paid to host an award show. Let's applaud you. You're so noble. And you got good muscles.
On Billboard's night, husband appreciation post. Not even a cracked rib can stop this force of nature.
Money.
So proud of you, baby, with everything you do. Your work ethic, your pursuit of excellence, you inspire me every day. Crushed it today. I love you so much.
The thing, too, is this. I would have played the song, Here Comes the Money, 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 but that was actually copyrighted, too. Everything's copyrighted.
Nick and Priyanka's Billboard's red carpet was one of the many they've enjoyed as a couple.
Got it.
Their very first red carpet was in 2017.
Got it.
Before they turned their friendship into something more.
One.
Nick recently told Access Hollywood about that memorable night.
I remember
All right, I don't care anymore. I don't really want to go from Nick Jonas to Marilyn Manson, but I just want to get this headline out of the way.
New Hampshire police have obtained an arrest warrant for Marilyn Manson.
Got it.
The Guilford Police Department made the announcement in a Facebook post on Tuesday. Manson is wanted for two counts of misdemeanor simple assault stemming from an incident at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion on August 18, 2019.
Got it.
Police said the rocker was doing a concert at the venue the day the incident occurred. They did not specify exactly what happened that night, but according to the Facebook post, the videographer was in the stage pit area when the assault took place. Police said Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, has been made...
I love that. I'm Marilyn Manson. My name's Brian Warner.
...aware of the arrest warrant. Quote, Mr. Warner, his agent, and Warner. Legal counsel have been made aware of the warrant for some time, and no effort has been made by him to return to New Hampshire to answer the pending charges, the police department said in the Facebook post. A Class A misdemeanor in New Hampshire can carry a possible jail sentence of less than a year and a fine of less than $2,000.
Let's be real, he ain't getting that.
The police department clarified that the alleged assaults are not sexual in nature. Access Hollywood reached out to Manson's rep for comment. An attorney for Manson, Howard King, told NBC News that the claims are ludicrous. Quote, It is no secret to anyone who has attended a Marilyn Manson concert that he likes to be provocative on stage, especially in front of a camera. Yeah. This misdemeanor claim was pursued.
He's edgy and wild.
After we received a demand from a venue videographer for more than $35,000 after a small amount of spit came into contact with their arm.
I mean, I would expect to get spit on if I went to a Marilyn Manson concert. I'm at a Marilyn Manson concert.
After we asked for evidence of the alleged damages, we never received a reply. This whole claim is ludicrous, but we remain committed to cooperating with authorities as we have done throughout. The arrest warrant comes on the heels of multiple women coming forward with allegations against Manson, where they accuse him of sexual and emotional abuse.
Yeah, he seems like a creep.
Manson's ex-fiancée, Evan Rachel Wood, and Game of Thrones actress Esme Bianco are among the accusers.
I wonder what he's like. I mean, obviously with these allegations, not a good person. But like, you got Marilyn Manson, and then you got Brian Warner. I wonder what Brian Warner is like.
In February, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department announced they were investigating Manson for domestic violence allegations made against him.
And this is the most celebrity entitlement ever. Like, if this was any other average Joe, they would be completely looking into that person. But they're like, we're going to take our time. He's a celebrity. We're only going to take 4 months to get into it.
Their statement to Access Hollywood alleged the incidents occurred between 2009 and 2011.
Got it.
When Mr. Warner lived in the city of West Hollywood.
He would. 856. I don't even know what that means. 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. My life's too short to play this headline, but this is nauseating. This is them just trying to rub it into A-Rod. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck kiss mid-workout. Whoa. Plus, it's more of a visual, and this is the podcast. This is audio. Olivia Jade went golfing, no? This is from TMZ. This is from TMZ. This is from TMZ, okay? Okay, copyright rules.
Olivia J. Janulli made headlines during the Varsity Blues college admission scandal when she posed as a rowing prospect to get into USC. But after causing havoc in one sport, she's ready to tee it up again.
Alrighty, I don't care anymore. Marks 1 year since Machine Gun Kelly said I love you. Alright, that's great. The Allen Show is being replaced by Kelly Clarkson. That's great. Texting my girlfriend real quick. This is great radio. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494. She's wondering if I have lunch plans. All right. Sounds like we're going to get lunch. Yeah. I get to eat today. That sounded sexual. This is also being brought to you by Rich K. Barber, Rich Kaylee Master Barbershop. Mm-hmm. RichKBarber.com. He's over on Kennedy Boulevard next to Salon Loft. And that's about it. All righty. This has been Happy Hour. I ended abruptly, but then again, I'm a weird person. No, I'm not a weird person. There I am talking myself down. I'm great. Bye.
Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.